Okay? How many of you remember what last year started out being? Last year we started out... No, I'm not going to go through the whole year. I'm just going to remind you that last year started out with the Lord saying to go and to make disciples, teaching them to observe all the things that the Lord had commanded. So in other words, to observe the Lord and to see what the Lord had commanded, that they would make disciples when people saw Him. Okay? Now, this year we started out with the Lord reminding us to be aware of prayer. To be aware of the power of prayer, the necessity of prayer. Some questions He asked me is, have you prayed? If not, why not? If so, why doubt? Rather than making a last-ditch effort. It's not just a prayer that to be aware of. It's who we're praying to. Understand that we're not just saying things randomly, but we're speaking to the Lord Himself, to Almighty God, who isn't just up there going, maybe if you ever get it right, I'll listen. It's Almighty God who pays close attention, and the Holy Spirit who revamps your prayers. You know, it's like someone, you ever heard somebody talking and then somebody else saying, well, what he meant to say? Well, you see, I think that sometimes God wants our prayers to be so right that we have the Holy Spirit saying, okay, now Father, this is what he meant to say. This is what they should have said. At least they're talking to us. I mean, I know that it's God's desperate for you. Okay? And then we looked and Peter reminded us that he would keep telling us again and again and again and again. He thought that it was beneficial to tell us again about the goodness of God and about what God had done in their lives, the things that He'd given them. And so Peter said that I will continue again to receive the word, to enjoy the word, to employ the word, to put it to work in your life. Now that's not exactly word for word what Peter said, but he said, I'm going to tell you now. And he even went on to say, even though I know that you are firm in the faith and that you are standing, I'm still going to remind you. So he was telling people he said, you're doing it right, but I'm going to remind you to keep doing it right. To keep seeking, to keep believing. And then we looked at the musts, and you must pay close attention to what the prophets wrote. You must not only pay close attention to that, but you must realize that what they wrote did not come from their own thinking, but it came from God. And we needed to remember that we have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we believe that He is who He says He is, the kids said to us today, this was given so that you might believe that He's the Son of God. And when we believe that everything He said was true, and we believe that it is for us, when we get that down into us, we won't see it as an effort. We'll see it as an opportunity. You see, the enemy tries to convince us, nah, you don't have time to read your Bible. You don't really have time to pray that much. God knows your heart. And, you know, if in fact you went to get a job and they never told you what you were going to get paid, but they said, just trust me, a lot would be based on how much you trust that person. And not only that, but it would be based on if you had heard from someone, you know, watch those people. They don't pay their help. Watch those people. You can't trust them. You might be inclined to say, I think I'd like a little more assurance than that. And if you couldn't get more assurance than that, then you wouldn't bother. Well, I think that sometimes that's kind of the way we approach God. We don't have much assurance, so we don't bother. Even though we would never say to anyone, no, you can't trust God, the truth is, we don't trust Him much. We don't think that the effort that we put in to know Him more will really do us that much good. So we don't put in the effort because we don't see that there's a benefit. wow, I wonder why God said, forget not the benefits. If you forget the benefits, you'll forget the effort. If you went to work for someone and you worked and you worked and you worked and you thought it was your job and, you know, you didn't even get a hello, you didn't even get a thank you, or you didn't ever get a paycheck, the first week you might work hard to try to get a better paycheck. The second week you might hope that the second week you get a paycheck, and by the third week you'd think, I better start looking. You know? I mean, we understand the natural picture of things. It doesn't mean that you never do anything that's not just a gift. But what I'm talking to you about is looking at God and realizing that the effort will pay off. That's why South Dakotans go to other places in the country, and the fact that they're from South Dakota, a lot of times they will get the job because the work ethic in the Midwest is a good one. And they expect quite a bit because they have a reputation of being working people in the Midwest. Okay. Well, God's got a good reputation. It's up to us to prove that reputation, to come out of our hiding place. Okay. So, then we talked about managing our gifts, and we acknowledged that the Bible says in the New Living Translation, you have received gifts. God has given gifts to everyone. So, we can no longer sit and say, well, I don't know if I have a gift. You've got Christ in you. The thing is how have you managed the gift? How have you put the gift into action? What have you used? And we remember the thing of like that Moses said, well, you know, I can't talk. So God said, fine, I'll send Aaron with you to talk. But we know Moses talked a lot. He apparently got inspired once he started managing the gift. I think there's something about holding a stick over a sea and it separating. Maybe gave him a little confidence. You know. That and having to put up with those people complaining all the time, I think he found a voice. Okay? So managing those gifts and understanding putting those gifts into action and realizing, like it, as our words this morning said, hey, you can do it. And that hiding place is full of everything that you possibly need. And you've got all of that. And so, you know, go into all the world. Is the Lord going to send you out telling you to do something without providing for you as you go? You know? Sonia had a birthday. Sonia's got a new car. Linda says her name's on it. But Sonia gets to manage that gift. And it looked to me this morning like she was managing it quite well. She had the keys in her hand. She made the little thing chirp as she walked in. She's managing that. Linda's name may be on it. Jordan and Linda may be the owners, but she's managing it. And I encouraged her, let them manage it. The insurance, the gas. Let them own it. You manage it. Okay? Manage those gifts. This is what Larry and Jean, they're just out managing the gifts God has given them. They just have gone somewhere, and they've told us since the beginning they didn't really know what was going to happen, and they hoped they hadn't missed God. And fortunately for them, God never gives them much time to figure out if they missed Him. Things just start falling in. Why? Because they were obedient. Because they were managing the gifts God gave them. They said, okay, here we go. And then we talked about honoring the owner. God owns the gifts. We manage them. We are stewards of them. We honor Him. We honor Him by receiving them. We honor Him by displaying them. We honor Him by giving Him all the glory. Remembering to honor the owner. We bear these gifts in earthen vessels, but give honor to the owner. And finally, on Wednesday night, we talked about life manifested. And how John said to them, this life was manifested before us. We saw, we handled, we heard, we know it's all true. And because of that, John had a confidence that he didn't dwell on the things that were happening to him. He dwelt on the things that were being prepared for him. He dwelt on the confidence that he had that the Lord would accomplish everything that the Lord said. He was certain that they, then, would be more than conquerors. And to us, who were coming afar off, he was certain it would be even better. If we would just look at what the word of the Lord said. These things were written that you might believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that you might believe that he's able to do abundantly above and beyond what we could hope or imagine. That the life was manifested, and the life that Jesus came to display was kingdom life. He displayed the kingdom of God through his life. And he said, now you go and do likewise. You know? Someday, we will walk through the promised land with the Lord. That will be an awesome day. The best part about that day will be that I'll never have to leave that place of worship. That will be the thing that will be the greatest thing to me. But until that day, today, Jesus says, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Enjoy. If I will manage my gifts, I can enjoy him as much, even when I'm not getting to worship or preach. I can just enjoy him everywhere, all the time, in all things. Life was manifested. And now the thing is for us to accept the fact. It's not a burden that he put on us. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. He's a burden-removing, yoke-destroying God, but what he has given us is life. And he says, now, take that life, for you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In you is the fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily. If you can believe it. Many times, Scripture says, if you can believe it. When Jesus, I was just reading in Matthew, when they came to Jesus and Jesus said, about that was after he had been manifested there. And they wanted to build a temple for he and for the prophets. And a voice came from heaven and said, boys, this is my son. Just listen to him. Call out all the other voices. They were okay, but listen to him. And when Jesus came, he said, now don't tell anybody this until I'm gone, until I'm dead, until I've been raised from the dead. And they said, well, then why did the prophets say that Elijah had to come? And Jesus said, well, if you can receive it, Elijah's already come. Now, some people would say, the prophets must have missed it. John the Baptist came. Oh no, it must be reincarnation. Oh no. No. Jesus just said, if you can receive it, this came. They didn't miss anything. But he accomplished what they talked about. You think about those old prophets. My Lord, they had things to tell us that they couldn't even figure out the possibility of them. Closest they could come was, well, this is what I've got, so this is what I'm going to say. You know, it's like me saying, I find it really hard to get out of this place. I don't want to look around to find the exit doors. I just want to stay right here, but time has come. And so, that life was manifested for one purpose, that you might see it. And that you might see what he has planned for you. That you might be built up in your confidence enough to say, you know, it is all for me. If I were the only person on earth, Jesus would have given all of it to me. And even though there's a whole lot more people on earth that he's given it to, nobody has been shorted. Now, how he does that is not up to me to figure out. It's just up to me to believe what he has given me and what he's given all of you. And to encourage you to encourage you that not only does he want to, but he is perfectly capable of manifesting himself in your life, through your life. It's not a stretch of the imagination to see yourself jumping out of your place going, ha-ha! Excited as a child over a new gift. Amen? Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray that we would be drawn so close to you, to that hiding place, to all of those places, that after so much time there, we just are ready to get out with it and to shine the light of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.